Survey, Trump leads DeSantis in crowded field with majority support. By Hannah Blow on April 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is dominating the 2024 Republican primary field, leading his closest potential challenger with majority support in the wake of his indictment, a recent Insider Advantage survey shows. The survey asked Republican respondents, if you were voting today to choose the next Republican nominee for president, for whom would you vote? The survey listed nearly a dozen potential challengers, some who have already formally jumped into the presidential ring, such as former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley and anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. Trump has a majority support in the potentially crowded field, garnering 57%. No other individual comes close, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has not made a presidential announcement, falls 33 points behind with 24% support. Haley came in third place with 5% support, followed by former Vice President Mike Pence, 4%, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, 2%. No one else saw greater than 1% support. The survey, taken March 31 to April 1, among 550 likely GOP primary/caucus voters, has a +4.2% margin of error. Similarly, a YouGov/Yahoo News survey which followed the news of Trump's indictment showed the former president boasting a 26-point lead over DeSantis, once again indicating that the indictment could backfire on Democrats, only bolstering Trump's status in 2024. Further, the latest Trafalgar Group post-indictment survey showed Trump with a 33.7% lead over the Florida governor, with no other potential candidate coming remotely close. Notably, Trump's campaign raised a massive $4 million in the 24 hours following the news of the indictment, and one quarter of those contributions came from individuals who had never donated to the former president's campaign. The average contribution is $34. It's regular people, it's small dollar donors, Trump advisor Jason Miller told Breitbart News Saturday. For a quarter of these to be brand new people, back to your point, Matt, these are the Democrats and the independents, who always thought, man, this is, you know, I like what Trump's doing. Maybe sometimes I listen to the media too much, or say that, you know, I get swayed by them. But these are people saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough of the rigged system, the partisan witch hunt. I'm gonna go and make my voice heard for President Trump, he added.